Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10th, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Tag on today. Yeah, got my registration. Can't show it to you because I don't want you to see that stuff. But yep, got the registration ready to go. I can now take off the paper tag off my XSE and put the real tag. I actually have it in the back seat. I brought it last week. I thought I was going to get the paper. No, not yet. So you've only had it for 2 weeks. Not in yet. And it's in. The state of Florida sent it in. So now we are set. We get to put our real tag on, a paper tag. Sometimes it starts, you know, like fluttering. And when you got a camera in the back, you can kind of see it all. So it's interesting. Anyway, welcome back. We take you, of course, till 3. We're out here at Toyota of Hollywood. Please come on out and join us anytime. We're out here every Thursday, 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood. And I'll tell you, that is this is a heaven for Toyotas. I'm telling you, the selection is absolutely phenomenal. Some dealerships don't even have any Supras. They have a large selection of Supras. Some dealerships have maybe a few Camrys. They're going to have a ton of Camrys. Some dealerships may have only a couple of Corollas to show you. They're going to have a ton to show you. That's what I'm telling you. You, whether you're looking for a Tundra, whatever it is you're looking for, they're going to have an enormous selection here. 1,500 cars and trucks. So come on down. Tell them that Big O sent you. Whoever you talk to, they will take care of you here at Toyota of Hollywood, which is, of course, home for the best deal right now if you want to get yourself a Toyota. All right, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the program as we take you, of course, till about 3 o'clock. We all know what's going on with the baseball scandal and Alex Cora, right? Obviously. And Cora got fired yesterday. We talked about it yesterday. And he deserves to get fired. All right? And to Cora's credit, by the way, not that I want to give him cheating any kind of props whatsoever, but he was also well aware of what kind of a distraction he was going to be. So it was one of those things that was kind of mutually agreed, even though you know that he was going to get fired either way. But even by the statement Cora put out, he at least he had the awareness to know that, you know what, dude, I screwed up. I got to take responsibility here, and I can't hurt the Red Sox any more than I have already. I got to get out. So at least he has that. Put it this way, he has the awareness that Odell Beckham doesn't have, that we talked about earlier. But it's still scummy, okay? Way worse than anything Odell's done, actually, okay? To be honest with you, I got to call it like I see it, all right? Although maybe having a model do cocaine right in front of you may not be a good idea. Well, anyway, Marcus Stroman, all right, drew some criticism from Alex Cora last season over the way the pitcher carries himself. All right, so it seemed like only a matter of time now, the story says. So following a game between the Red Sox and the Blue Jays last year, Cora was openly upset with Stroman for the way the right-hander, quick-pitched rookie Michael Chavis, and said Stroman competes a certain way and people don't like it. And Stroman responded by calling himself a competitor and telling the Boston manager to get over it. On Tuesday, you know how baseball, that's the other thing. That's one of the things that's turned me off about baseball. How touchy they are with their stupid little unwritten rules. They're so touchy about everything, man. They're so stuffy. They're almost as bad as golfers. Anyway, on Tuesday, Stroman recalled the exchange and says he finds it comical that Cora judged him over the way he plays the game. And Cora, this is what you set yourself up for, dude. This man had the audacity to say that I compete a certain way and people don't like it. Very comical in hindsight. So Stroman put that out there. Now, how do you carry yourself, Alex? By cheating? By defaming the game? By cheating the opponent? and winning a championship, look, man, stealing signs has been something forever, okay? But you're stealing it in a way that it's the same thing as you noticing a lineman that lowers his butt a little bit more when it's a run play, and when it's a pass play, he's a little higher. That's not cheating. That's noticing the difference in somebody preparing. When you're manipulating video and everything else and cameras and you're banging trash cans and all, you're cheating. You're just outright changing the result of the game. Like I told you before, you and I can know it's a fastball. You and I can know it's a changeup. You and I can know it's a curve. You and I can know it's a forkball. We'll never hit it anyway. You and I are not blessed. That the good Lord blessed us, all of us, with some kind of a skill. It's not hitting a baseball. Those guys, they were blessed with hitting a baseball. So if you tell them what's coming, it's over. It's over. And this changes a lot of things, okay? You got now I'm forgetting. What's the name of the – help me out with the Asian pitcher with Cora's team that got walloped. Now I'm forgetting the kid's name. Oh, man.
What, from Boston?
No, not from Boston. The Astros beat in the World Series from the Dodgers.
Yanish?
You're close. You're close. It's whatever. You guys know who I'm talking about. Now I'm forgetting his damn name now.
Yanish 2-2.
Whatever. Yeah, it's... Oh, man, I'm going to have to look it up now. Anyway, He got walloped in that World Series. All right, Darvish.
Darvish.
You were mixing the Y and the Dar yeah. and the Darvish. So, you Darvish, and his kid was crying during that World Series. Okay, that's how much it affected him, and he was slammed, choker, all that stuff. But if they knew what he was going to pitch. I mean, come on, man. And here's a guy that had to overcome that now. So you cheated him and that team out of that opportunity. I don't know. Do you go as far to vacate the championship? Do you hand it to the other team? I don't know how much you can prove. And the other part that kind of disgusts me about all of this, I'm wondering if because the players' union is so strong that the owners and their lawyers must feel that they would struggle to go after the players because you're getting the people, you're suspending the people that aren't players. But the players were very involved in all of this. What do we do to the players? And you're rewarding all of those players that have a ring with cheating. And look, I don't give me this, well, how do we not know it didn't happen 5 years ago and 10 years ago and 30 years ago and they did it all? Well, we don't. But right now, we got to go with the proof that we have, right? When they said Odell Beckham, it might have been fake money. Well, no, the proof now is that there was real money there. We got video. It's like the Ray Rice situation. You know, sometimes in domestic cases, it's he said, she said, because we weren't there. And both parties, in many cases, have lied, right? But when you have the video, you go with the video. And if you have evidence about anybody that was involved in all of this, then you should go after these players. Because they changed history. And they did not earn that championship the right way. And that's the way we all are going to look at it from now on. We're going to look at it that they didn't earn it the right way. And there's proof that they didn't earn it the right way. That's a major problem, ladies and gentlemen. That, to me, that's the part that, you know, Alex Cora gets what he deserves and all that good stuff, but I don't see the players getting what they deserve. And they deserve to get suspended. It's a major violation. This is worse than what Pete Rose did. It really is. Because you're literally changing the game. I mean, you're giving your team a major advantage by doing this. That's where I find it pretty insulting that, you know, you're not going after the players. And I think Marcus Stroman has got a point. I really believe that. All right, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the program as we take you, of course, till about 3 o'clock. That's then when we'll wrap it up here on the show and have a little fun. Did you see, by the way, Bill, that the Scorpions are having a Vegas residency? Did you hear about that? Huh?
What was that, sir?
That the Scorpions are having a Vegas residency. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not. Who's on guitar?
And Matthias Jabs is still there.
Matthias is still
there. Yeah, and Rudy's still there too.
Yeah?
Yeah. And
how's Klaus sound?
Yeah, he sounds good. I saw him. I just saw, and it's funny that you know, now that I just thought about this, dude, they must have a really good relationship as acts. Because the last time I saw the Scorpions was at the Hard Rock, and Queensryche opened up. Do you know who's opening up for them in the Vegas residency? Queensryche. I just thought about that. Wow. So anyway, they're calling it the Sin City Nights Las Vegas residency. They're at the Planet Hollywood. They're at the Zappa Theater in Planet Hollywood. How about that? Now, they are going to be there July 4th through the 25th. With Queensryche opening up, I think that would be a really cool concert to see, man. But again, you got to go out there and see a couple of other shows. But if you want to go out and see the Scorpions and Queensryche, and look, I know that Jeff Tate is not with Queensryche, okay? But the guy that replaced him does an awesome job, and he sounds great, okay? So I still enjoy this version of Queensryche. I really enjoy. And actually, their new music is pretty good, too, with the new singer. So it's called Sin City Nights, the band's second long-term stint in Vegas, coming up 4 years and five nights stand in 2016 after the one in 2016. They'll play at Zappa's Theater July 4th, 8th, 11th, 14th, 16th, 18th, 21, 23, and 25. They said, we're excited to come back to Vegas 2020 for a 9-show residency at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino Zappa's Theater, said Klaus Main in a press release. We're looking very much forward to share some wild Sin City nights with all of you on the famous strip. Let's get ready for the sting. I love it. Tickets go on sale January 24th, 10 a.m. Pacific. All right? So just in case if you want to go to it. It'll be cool. There you go. A little Scorpions, a little Sin City Nights in Vegas. I like that. That would be a lot of fun. The only thing is, if I go, I would go for like a week, and I need to see a couple of other shows kind of sprinkled in there. Oh, I see this where Paul Di'Anno, the original singer from Iron Maiden, is announcing his farewell show. This just came across. It says former Iron Maiden singer Paul Di'Anno will give his last ever performance when he closes out the Beermageddon Festival in Bromsgrove, England on August 30th. To mark the occasion, he put together a band called Idols of March, named after the opening track of the 81 Iron Maiden album Killers, that consists of a trio of former members of the band, guitarist Terry Rance and Terry Warpram, and Doug Sampson. Wow, the drummer Doug Sampson. All had left the group by the time the self-titled a full-length debut came out in 1980, though Samson appeared in the 79 Soundhouse tapes. I have that. Yes. The bass chords will be handled by Speed Harris from the High on Maiden tribute band. How about that? So if you want to go see Paul Di'Anno, you're going to have to go to England and check him out. Just make sure that when you go see Paul Di'Anno, don't ask him for a check because it'll bounce. That's all I'm saying. That's kind of what he's known for, is bouncing checks. Not a good thing. It's not really good to be bouncing checks. You should give checks that actually don't bounce. See, I give Bill checks all the time that never bounce. But Bill's been a part of places that have checks that bounce. Yeah. No, it's I've been a part of that too. You know, you go to some places.
Super Bowl had nothing on those checks.
Yeah. Super Bowl. Oh, I love that. That was good, bro. That was good. Those checks, yeah. Yeah. That dude. That dude has no word, no nothing. He is just absolute trash. All right, let's talk about Choice Mortgage Bank. Yes, sir. You know what? Stop dealing with those other trashy mortgage companies out there that don't know how to do it. Just like I stopped dealing with trashy radio owners, you got to go to Choice Mortgage Bank. Call right now the owner, Michael Codsey, 561-441-2730. He's going to treat you like a treasure. I've worked at places where they treated us like trash. You are going to be treated like a treasure. Call Choice Mortgage Bank right now. State rates right now under 3.5%. What are you waiting for, folks? They do it all: wholesale, conventional, residential loans, condo loans, reverse mortgages. Tell them that Big O sent you, and I promise you, Michael Codsey will take care of you. 561-441-2730. When we come back, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports is going to join us. We're going to talk about the AFC and NFC championship games. We'll get his thoughts on those games and more right here on The Big O Show, live from Toyota of Hollywood.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit. Offers end 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer, any offer, and you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
A pre-owned 2019 RAV4, not $30,000, $19,775. A pre-owned 2019 Camry LE, not $26,000, $17,775. A pre-owned 2019 Corolla LE, not $22,000, $12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
The world's biggest band is coming twice. Metallica headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. The weekend of May 8th through the 10th. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now. The one, the only Metallica. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.